A reading from Matthew 5:33-37. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but keep the oaths you have made to the Lord." But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
Well, that's going to be hard to unpack in 3 minutes. But one thing that it strikes me, over the last few days, Jesus has said, you have heard. And it's, to me, he is speaking to people that have been living by a set of rules, and now he is bringing something brand new to them, but he's not abandoning those rules. He is augmenting them and deepening them and speaking of them from a point of view that has not, it seems to have come out of nowhere in a way.
And it's also continuing the theme of what he said earlier. He said, I did not come to abolish the law and the prophets. I came to fulfill them. And so he's taking some of the rules and principles that they've set up. I don't like the word principles, because I think Jesus gives principles. They had rules. They had a scorecard that if you checked all the rules you were in, Jesus is giving them principles for kingdom living. A kingdom ethic that goes beyond simply checking the box. And so he calls them to a higher standard.
In our everyday life, we live by contracts, which are a form of oaths. And we bank on it. We have lawyers all over the place telling us when we've gone to the wrong side of that. And these commitments that we seem to make, to me, this is an unusual teaching because we're so steeped in oaths all the time. We constantly make them, and in a way, we constantly break them.
Well, I think at the core, as I see this passage, is Jesus is calling for such an integrity of life, a congruency, that what you do and what you say is just seen as reality. There's not a front stage, backstage appearance. A person who has tried to scheme the system stands up and says kind of boldly, I swear by God, I didn't do this. Well, the idea would be that the character of your life is so straight that all you'd have to do is be there and state it as it is. You don't need to swear on anything. And I think Jesus is calling people to such a level of integrity and trust in God in their lives that their yes is yes and their no is no. They don't have to swear on anything.
I keep coming back to Bonhoeffer, where the congruency you talk about of the life and the oath, the life and the Lord, are indistinguishable. For us people here down on earth experiencing life itself, there's probably nothing harder. Because I've seen this so many times where you've gone off the path, you know it, and you hide it, like our ancestors Adam and Eve went and hid. It's the most natural human inclination, and then we find excuses for our straying away. But I love this, the integrity you're talking about, because I think in terms of the harmonious and the full life and the abundant life, that harmony has to be there between the word and the action.
In the kingdom of God, you don't need to sign a contract. A handshake is just good enough.